B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. The number for sound off, in case you want to store it up for the weekend, you want to give us a sound off after the game on Sunday, like, I would think 4 o'clock would be a good time to get the phone, Thomas. It's 610-771-9705. That's how you get in on Sound Off. You got something to say. Hit us up. Leave us a message. All right, let's wrap up the week. Let's see what we have on Sound Off.
Hey, Mike, I just checked the announcing assignments for this week, and guess what? Now he's with CBS. We actually get him for a game. Your favorite, Charles Davis. So I'll get you ready for him. Charles Davis.
He never shuts up. Charles. Who's the play-by-play guy? Who's Charles Davis?
That's the number two team, so I forget. This must be because of Baltimore. I think it's, I don't know, I'll look it up.
All right.
Man, I wish all these people always saying miss the playoffs, favor of a draft pick, would please stop it. It only makes sense in the NBA because A, you have the lottery, you have a chance of actually moving up in it. And B, as an AC, you're not ever winning anything anyway in the NBA playoffs. So, anyway, go Birds. Let's do this.
All right. 27-6. No, let's do this. All right, next.
Wow, I don't believe how happy the Philadelphia Eagles fans are with a one-win record so far this season. It's so pathetic. And to hear Gargano saying, oh, we can lose the next two, still be in first place. Wow, to be in first place with a losing record. That's something to really be proud of.
Now, why you gotta be an idiot? Because you know it's a lie with your Foster. Nobody see. You think people are happy? I don't know what the hell you're listening to. People are miserable right now about this team. Can't even talk about the damn game. Creep.
I see Le'Veon Bell is going over with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think if anybody can squeeze some more talent out of Le'Veon Bell, he has the best coordinators in all of football. And I think they're on their way to a Super Bowl win. Of course, the Super Bowl might be God knows when.
You know, it's for Chiefs to get him, everybody would have had to pass on him, right?
No, he cleared waivers. No one's going to take on his contract. So he was going to sign for the minimum for this year and next year. The Jets have to pay him this year, and the Jets have to pay him all that money's guaranteed next year.
So why weren't the Eagles interested?
Because they have their three down back in Sanders. He was asked about it. Tim McManus asked him about it this week, and that was his answer. Uh-huh. We have our three down back.
Okay.
Even though they only have one back, and they could have used maybe another back. Nope. Yeah. That was why.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Gentlemen, you said Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee was the only Philly when the Yankees played the Phillies in the World Series. He won his two games. So I don't know if that's a dog or what, but he's the only Philly pitcher that showed up.
Yeah, he also couldn't hold a lead against the Cardinals when they had actually the better team in 2011. About that one. That didn't make him a dog.
So, Mike, when you were doing your candy list, maybe I missed it, but I don't recall hearing Philadelphia's own Goldberg's peanut chew. And one that I think is kind of fugazi, but other people seem to like it. How about Mentos? And here's something that really wasn't a candy, but it was really good to eat when I was young. The Chico stick.
I don't even know what that is, a Chico stick.
Chico stick, no, they're
Chico
gross.
Chico stick.
I think they're gross.
Yeah, Mentos. Was just
and Mentos.
A, yeah, that was just a chewy mint.
And we did bring up the peanut chew.
We did. The peanut chew got consideration, but the dark chocolate didn't make it a top five for me. I actually like the peppermint patty.
Oh, I was going to say that too.
As a refresh, but that's like way down undercard candy. York peppermint patty.
Oh, it's like top five for me.
Well, it's very refreshing.
Yes, it is.
Jeremy, what's that?
Like the junior mint.
That's correct.
I got a real question for you, Mike. Is Matt Funtak the worst general manager in the history of sports? But not like in the history of the Phillies or not in the history of the city. In the history of sports.
Well,
the answer to that question is yes, which I think it is. Then here's another question. Why wasn't he fired entirely out of the organization?
Well, there's a real easy answer for why he wasn't fired out of the organization, because then he would have had to pay him free money, and they're crying poor right now because they have to lay off people, and it would have looked really bad. You'd have to do a comprehensive review of every general manager to come up with that he's the worst general manager in the history of sports. So that would go a little too far. I know that's an emotional plea there, but that's a little too far.
That was classic earlier when the guy called Elton John. And it made me realize that a couple of years back when Elton Brand got the GM gig, I believe Joe Torty was filling in doing updates that day, and he called him Russell Brand. And I thought, wow, Elton Brand being misnamed by Elton John and Russell Brand. What a difference of talent level, huh?
There you go. See, I like Elton John. I'd like to smack Russell Brand.
We all
would. He irritates me. Close it down.
Best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. Your play-by-play guy is Ian Eagle. Yeah. His nickname's Bird. For obvious reasons. Stay tuned. The Draft Line Show is coming up. Jamie Lish, Devon Givens, and on NBC Sports Philadelphia, it's the NHL Gaming World Championships. Stay tuned for that. Everybody have a great weekend. We're going to all watch it. We'll talk about it Monday. Be safe, and we'll talk to you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.